Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now. Doctor, doctor,
I'm screaming out. Well, it is time for our weekly doctor visit here on WHBC, Dr. Stan Anderson, on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Pam. Great to talk to you.
So as I was kind of going through things this morning, I guess what I pulled from some of the conversation that you and I are going to have is that mental health can affect your physical health and your decision-making process is all a part of that. Is that kind of where we're going?
Absolutely. And so a lot of psychology affects our medical health. And so how you think becomes who you are. And so that's what I thought we would talk about today.
Okay, absolutely. Because I think sometimes I feel like you put yourself in a place before you even get to the place you want to go or start to head there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And a lot of people, they never feel like they can really ever do something really well, so they never try anything. So a lot of the way in which we think, if we're trying to make some type of a big plan in our life, so if let's say that you made New Year's resolutions and you just never keep them because, oh, I always start failing, and so I always just give up. Many people will end up not trying to do something that's very big in their life. So recommendation is look at your thought processes as to why you end up not following them. It's called cognitive distortions, or what's called thinking traps. And cognitive distortions come because there's this tendency to believe that the thoughts that we have in our mind are completely rational and true, when in reality, they're really just thoughts. They're just something that comes into our mind. So our perception of reality and the thought that comes in our mind is not always different. And so cognitive behavioral therapy, first introduced by Aaron Beck back in the 60s, it's a type of psychology that proposes that a person's mood and feelings are impacted by their thoughts and behaviors. And one of the strategies to overcome cognitive distortions is to replace them with more helpful thoughts. So that's what I thought we would talk about.
All right. So there are five common ones that we're going to discuss. Let's talk about the first one, all or nothing thinking.
Yeah, so it's kind of like black or white thinking. So it involves thinking in extremes, such as saving yourself the presentation was either a total success, or excuse me, saying to yourself that, or that it was a complete failure. I'm either great at my job or I'm horrible. And so the antidote is to be more flexible. So if you want to exercise, and I only have 20 minutes to exercise today, so I won't work out at all since I don't have my usual hour, that's an all or nothing type of way in which it applies to exercise. Replace it with something is always better than nothing. So if I can only exercise 20 minutes today, then that's what I'm going to do. It's getting rid of the I have to have this level of perfection.
All right. What about catastrophizing? That's a hard word.
Yeah. So part of it is you think of the worst. So if you come in with abdominal pain, oh, I'm sure it's cancer. Or if you're worried about chest pain, I know, and you're 12 years old, I know I'm going to die of a heart attack. So you think of the worst outcome, and then because of that, it just paralyzes you. So worst case scenario thinking. So if I haven't heard from my partner in 3 years, then he could be dead. We'll replace it with, my partner's probably busy. He's probably at work. There have been many times in the past when I worried, even when I didn't hear from my partner, nothing horrible has happened, and so therefore, I don't need that constant reminder. So it's just a way of looking at it isn't always the worst that can happen.
Yeah, Dr. Google has a lot to do with that as well, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, people check the internet and say, I have all those symptoms. That's going to lead to something really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what about emotional reasoning? This is a big one, I think.
Yeah, so it's seeing feelings or emotions as the truth, regardless of objective evidence. because feelings are not facts. How you feel about something doesn't mean that that's the way something is. So if you're going to get on, if you're going to take a trip somewhere, and I feel really anxious about getting on this plane trip, so I think something really bad is going to happen, replace it with, okay, I feel badly about this. I've been on plane rides in the past. Nothing bad has ever happened in the past. The odds of being in a plane crash are less than 1 in 10 million. I can accept my feelings of anxiety without believing that something awful will happen. So in other words, you use thinking of objective truth. We call that cognitive resolution.
And what about mind reading?
Yeah, that's assuming that someone is thinking something negative without having definitive evidence. So if you send your boss an email and they haven't responded to the first, you send a second and they still haven't responded, you must get rid of the thoughts of, oh my goodness, I have sent 2 emails, no response. I'm probably going to get fired, or I'm probably the least favorite employee. Replace it with, you know, it's possible that my boss has been really busy or just hasn't gotten to their emails yet. So part of it is just realizing that your fears of what could be going on are usually not.
And what about overgeneralizing?
So a lot of times when you just end up, so they kind of all flow together. You end up getting ideas and you make it an always, a never, an everybody, a nobody. So if you go on a date with someone and you say, that date was horrible, I'm a terrible dater, I'm never going to find love, replace it with, you know, I'm probably overgeneralizing. I've been on some fun dates. This doesn't happen every single time, and it's possible that it just was the other person, and it won't happen next time either. So the bottom line with all 5 of these is, by using cognitive behavioral thoughts, you can transform the way that you think and transform the way that you feel, and ultimately your behavior will be for the better.
Yeah, and I hear you saying a lot of good self-talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so today was all about self-talk, was all about letting objectivity be real in your life, as opposed to living in a subjective gloom and doom.
All right. I think that's a great way to start off fall, because it's kind of gloomy out there.
Yeah, happy fall.
Yeah, happy fall, Dr. Stam. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Pam. Pass it
on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a new subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Pam Cook and Canton's Morning News.
We want to hear from you.
I like that it's local.
This is the right place.
Live from the downtown Canton studios of WHBC.